Exclusive. Representative Sabatini deems Democrats enemies of freedom for attempts to limit Second Amendment rights. By Joshua Klein on June 6, 2022. Following the House Judiciary Committee's advancing legislation to raise the age limit for purchasing semi-automatic rifles, along with remarks by President Joe Biden urging more gun control measures after several recent mass shootings, U.S. congressional candidate and State Representative Anthony Sabatini, RFL, blasted Democrat attempts to limit the Second Amendment, denouncing the hypocritical efforts by those who don't believe in freedom and hate our country. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Friday, Florida Representative Anthony Sabatini, R. Howie in the Hills, addressed the Biden administration and Democrat calls for bans on weapons while ensuring their own security is not bound by such limitations. "First of all, these people are psychopaths," he said. "There is no other way of putting it. Their total goal is not just to erase the Second Amendment, but any element of freedom," he added. "These are enemies of freedom. They want to reduce all of our freedoms." Describing the Second Amendment as one of the most important freedoms, Sabatini explained that it gives us the ability to resist and protect ourselves from unlawful authority, crime, tyranny, and from the dangers of crime-ridden cities the Democrats created. "These Democrat cities are where people actually need firearms, and it makes them uncomfortable that people have options to protect themselves, so they want to reduce it," he said. He also accused President Biden and Democrats of being envious of countries such as Canada that have basically already erased those rights guaranteed in the Second Amendment, and they are trying to catch up. Sabatini argued that the Democrat hypocrisy of ensuring their own protection with the same arms they are seeking to bar from Americans could be attributed to apathy. "They are hypocrites because they don't really care," he said. "They know full well that they are creating rules that benefit them and don't apply to them, because in their minds they're enlightened leaders and believe they should be running our lives and in charge of every decision in charge of society, and we should just obey. We should be the serfs and they should be the nobles. That's basically the way these people see it," he added. "These people are sick." The Florida Republican explained that such hypocrisy was not limited to gun rights. "The same is true of climate change or any issue," he said. "They are trying to come up with rules for the people they believe are their lessers. Us, the people, the American people, the deplorables, and a different set of rules for the enlightened leaders. They're horrible people that hate our country," he added. According to Sabatini, Democrats don't believe in freedom whatsoever. "It's not just on gun rights," he said. "They would rather people be not allowed to make a lot of decisions until they are 21 or 25. They just don't believe in freedom," he added. Regarding Republicans who have expressed support for Democrat-led gun control efforts, Sabatini called for those lawmakers to be voted out of office. "Every last one of those Renos needs to be primaried this year," he said. "This is the year to take them out. Every Republican that speaks up for gun control needs to be taken out in a primary, ASAP," he added. "It needs to be a top priority." Asked whether he viewed much of the gun control issue as a mere distraction from the failures of an administration that armed the Taliban with over $80 billion worth of taxpayer money, Sabatini called it a mix between incompetence and evil. "There are days where they are just totally incompetent, like with the Afghanistan debacle, and there are days where it's totally evil, like where they're attempting to limit law-abiding citizens' Second Amendment rights and erase God-given freedoms," he said. "This is a giant sideshow and distraction and circus that they are trying to create to get people distracted from historically high gas prices and the border crisis and every other national issue, and Republicans that are playing into it are the biggest fools in the country," he added. He concluded by accusing President Biden of bearing hatred for the United States, which he argues the president is in the midst of destroying. Sabatini's remarks come as President Biden unleashed another passionate call for gun control while calling for Americans to vote out Republicans for opposing his proposals, which include raising the required age for purchasing a rifle to the age of 21, more red flag laws, and requirements for locked gun storage. On Memorial Day this year, the president renewed his criticism of the 9mm platform, placing it in the category of high-caliber weapons and claiming it blows the lung out of the body. In April, Sabatini accused the left of only supporting free speech they agree with while freaking out over the possibility of free speech on the right. In January, he blasted totally hypocritical Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, for abandoning her own people for the free Sunshine State, comparing her to 20th-century corrupt communist leaders who justified breaking their own rules. As he predicted migration to red states would continue and called on new Floridians to leave their leftist communist views behind. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.